哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon study.
我们请翻回来启示录的第二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录的第二章。
Revelation
2. 启示录二章的第一节。
Revelation 2 verse 1.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个灯台中行走的说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你曾试验那自称是使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。第三节。
Verse 3.
你也能够忍耐，为我的名劳苦，并不疲倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。第五节。所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并且悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就要临到你那里，将你的灯台从原处挪去。第六节。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。第七节。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。阿们。我们今天早上用这一段来做彼此学习的内容。
We use this passage as our mutual encouragement.
可是我们有谈到说，我们今天所要注重的，并不是这七教会当中所记载的实际上的问题。
However, our focus is not going to be on the issues of each of the churches of the time.
因为这七间教会都有各自神要吩咐他们的内容。
Each of the seven churches had their own things that the Lord told them to do.
有不同的问题，不同的软弱，需要不同。
Different problems, weaknesses that require different solutions.
所以如果要细谈这七间教会，
so if we want to talk about each of these seven churches in detail,
他必须要花非常多的时间来看里面每一间教会所要给我们的教导。
Then we need a lot of time to study each of them in detail.
但是我们今天想要着重的是神跟这七间教会讲话的方式。
However, our focus is going to be on the method that the Lord used to speak to these seven churches.
因为他是我们最好的老师。
Because the Lord is our greatest teacher.
给我们留下最美好的榜样。
And he has given us the greatest example.
有时候我们今天作为老师或作为父母亲的。
As teachers or as parents.
我们在教导儿女、教导学生上，总是常常有心无力。
We often have the heart, but without not the strength to teach our students and our children.
我们都希望我们的孩子能够更好。
We all want our children to be better.
我们希望他能够成功。
We want them to be successful.
我们在他身上付出了所有的资源跟我们的爱。
And we have given them all our love and resources.
但是却不知道为什么。
But we don't know why.
这个随着时间的过去，小孩越来越不可爱。
As time passes, the children become less and less adorable.
有时候我常常会回去看我们家孩子过去的照片啊。
Sometimes I go back home and look at my children's old photos.
以前啊，软绵绵的，胖嘟嘟的，好可爱啊。
They used to be chubby and soft, so cute.
我就问我女儿说啊，到底发生什么事啦？
And I'll ask my daughter what happened to you.
我说你怎么变这个样子？
How did you become like this?
她都跟我讲说，这就叫 grow up.
And she'll say, well, this is called growing up.
那个没有关系啊，那个小时候软绵绵，胖嘟嘟啊。长大就不太一样了。
And so when they're small, they're soft and chubby, and now they're grown, it's not the same.
但是啊，我们发现一件事情啊。
But we realize something.
很多时候不只是小孩子的外表外在不断的在改变啊。
Oftentimes it's not just the physical appearance that is constantly changing.
随着年纪的不一样。
As they age.
这个父母亲跟孩子的关系也不断的在改变啊。
The relationship between the parent and the child continues to change.
所以啊，有时候我们会听到有些妈妈以泪洗面啊。
And so sometimes we'll see mothers full of tears.
会说跟我们讲说，哎呀，我的孩子怎么变这个样子。
And they'll say, how did my child become like this?
我讲他都不听。
No matter what I say, he won't do it.
我是为他好，他还生气。
I'm doing this for their own good, why are they angry?
传道怎么办啊？
Pastor, what should I do?
所以啊，有的爸爸妈妈啊，他们非常非常的挣扎。
And so some parents struggle a lot.
因为他们不知道说他们所可爱说，他们的孩子怎么会变得好像另外一个人一样。
Because they don't know know what happened to their adorable children.
哦，他们不知道说为什么孩子不再听他们的话。
They don't understand why their children don't listen to them anymore.
啊，甚至孩子不再跟他们说话。
Or may not even communicate with them anymore.
啊，但是所以我们要所以我们今天要去重新思想这个问题。
We must reflect upon this problem once again.
啊，难道是真的所有的亲子关系？都是孩子的问题吗？
Are all parental and parent-children relationship issues the fault of the child?
啊，其实也不一定啊。
It may not be so.
啊，他有时候当中也有一些是父母亲在教育的观念上面可能不是非常的正确。
Sometimes in teaching the children, the parents may not have the right concepts.
啊，所以孩子在成长，但是父母亲没有一起在进步。
Therefore, as the child grows, the parents do not improve with them.
啊，所以啊，没有人天生下来就知道怎么做父母的。
No one naturally knows how to be a good parent.
你自己，我们仔细想一想哦。
Let's think about this carefully.
你今天你要做一个 engineer.
If you want to be an engineer today,
你需要去上学啊。
You got to go to school.
你要读很多的书啊。
You have to study a lot.
你要做 internship 啊。
You have to do an internship.
你要到外面的公司被人家糟蹋啊。
And you have to interviewed by other companies.
哦，慢慢的，慢慢的，你就知道自己在做什么啦。
And then slowly you'll know what you're doing.
其实每一个行业不是都是这样吗？
It's like this for any field.
哦，说你要做engineer，你要做工程师，做会计师，做药剂师，做医生，哪一项不是要学习很多东西啊？
Whether it's an accountant, an engineer, a pharmacist, a doctor, doesn't matter. You still have to go through a lot of training to be something like that.
但是很奇怪的是啊，今天讲到作为为人父母的，
But when we talk about being a parent,
哦，这么重要的事情，
It's such an important task.
我们好像都不需要学习啊。
It feels like we don't need to learn anything.
会生小孩不代表你会养小孩啊。
Just because you know how to give birth to a child doesn't mean you know how to raise a child.
有结婚不代表你知道怎么做父母啊。
Just because you're married doesn't mean you know how to be a parent.
啊，所以很多时候我们都把这视为好像一个非常正常的事情。
We often take these things for granted.
啊，就生下来啦。
They're born.
啊，他就长大啦。
They grow up.
啊，给他吃，他就给他吃饭，他就长大了吗？
If I give them food, they'll grow up.
啊，结果啊，孩子不断的在成长。
And so as the children continue to grow.
啊，不只是身体成长，智慧知识也不断的在成长。
Not only are they physically growing, but their knowledge is growing as well.
啊，结果孩子在进步，结果父母都没有长进。
And in the end, the children are improving, but the parents are not.
啊，自然而然，两代之间的冲突跟代沟就开始了。
And naturally, there will be a generational gap.
啊，讲实话啊，作为一个教会的传道者啊。
And truthfully, as a pastor of the church.
啊，我基本上参与了大量的教会的宗教教育的活动。
I have attended many, many religious education seminars.
啊，从学生联会、高中班、大专班，每一样我都参加。
From student spiritual convocation to NYTS, I've gone to everything.
啊，在近这些年以来啊。
And from these years,
啊，其实我发现到一个非常非常严重的问题啊。
I've noticed a very serious problem.
这也是有些孩子他们主动来告诉我的。
And this is a problem that these children actually tell me themselves.
啊，遇到什么样的问题呢？
And what is this problem?
就是在孩子不断的参加教会各项的活动当中。
That while these children are attending these many different seminars in the church,
他们参加教会活动，学习圣经课程，大量的时间祷告。
They go to these seminars, they learn about the Bible and spend much time in prayer.
所以他们对信仰有更直接的认识。
And they have a better understanding of their faith.
他们对圣经有更直接清楚的了解。
And they have a better understanding of the Bible.
他们对人生的价值跟使命有更高的看见。
They have a better understanding of the value of life in our Great Commission.
但是当他们回到家里。
But when they return home.
他们所看见的原本应该做他们榜样的父母所给予他们的却是非常的失望。
They become very disappointed in the example their parents have set for them.
啊，对教会可有可无。
The parents may not care so much about the church.
啊，对信仰冷漠没有感觉。
Lukewarm towards the faith.
啊，对圣工能躲就躲，能闪就闪。
And avoiding holy work.
啊，参加聚会总是不甘不愿，常常想尽办法迟到或者是不到。
And unwilling to go to service, oftentimes finding excuses to either be late or not show up.
哦，所以你可以想象你的孩子。
So let's think about our children.
哦，在长时间的聚会、祷告、参加 教会各项的活动。
And the amount of time they spent going to services, different seminars and prayers.
被圣灵所感动，对神充满了热心。
And being moved by the Holy Spirit and filled with fervor for the Lord.
结果他所看到的家人，所看到的父母，却让他非常的失望。
Yet they see their parents and become very disappointed.
啊，当然呢，我们都知道啊。
Of course we all know.
啊，说啊，我们今天啊，参加教会活动或者是读经祷告，都是为了自己呀。
That attending seminars or services and prayers is all to edify ourselves.
啊，它不是一个比较。
It's not something to compare ourselves
with others for. 孩子更不应该啊，因为自己呀、啊，有孩子更不应该因为自己很热心而对父母有反弹。
And children shouldn't, because of the fact they've become more fervent, become rebellious towards their parents.
啊，道理我们都知道啊。
We all know this.
做不到就是做不到啊。
But we're unable to do it.
我所说的是什么？
And what am I talking about?
我所说的是孩子对父母本来就有一个期望。
Children have a hope for their parents.
他希望他的爸妈是他的榜样。
They want their parents to be an example for them.
他希望他的爸妈是他的骄傲。
And they hope that their parents can be something they're proud of.
我们有时候以为只有父母亲想要以孩子为豪吗？
We often think that only parents want to be proud of their children.
其实你的孩子也好希望你成为他生命当中的荣耀。
Actually, the children want their parents to be the glory of their lives.
所以当你的孩子认清到信仰的重要。
And so when the children understand the importance of faith.
但是他却看到你这无动于衷的反应。
And they see the lackluster parents.
你真的不能怪他对你感到失望。
We can't blame them for being disappointed.
所以啊，我们今天作为父母亲的。
So today, as parents.
我们真的要不断的努力学习。
We must constantly learn.
千万要能够给孩子不断的作为更美的信仰榜样。
We need to become a better example of faith for our children.
所以当我们看回来啊，这个启示录的第二章。
We come back to Revelation chapter 2.
我们发觉说，这启示录的二章跟三章都告诉我们一个榜样所需要做到的事情。
We see what a good example has to do in chapters 2 and 3.
也是今天作为父母的、作为老师的，我们要努力追求的目标。
And these are goals we should seek after as parents and RE teachers.
我们早上有说到说，第一，你必须要成为他们可以学习的榜样。
We talked about this morning that the first thing is that we must be a good example for them.
如同在这七间教会的对话当中，神都说我是谁呀？
Just as the Lord Jesus told all the seven churches, I am this.
我是那个自由拥有的。
I am he who is forever.
我是那个死了又活的。
I am the one who has resurrected.
我是那个眼目如同火焰的。
I am the one with the eyes like fire.
所以啊，这里所说的叫做凡事上都是最美的榜样。
And in everything, he is the best example.
这是第一个啊。
This is the first point.
第二个我们早上有谈到。
And we talked about the second point.
说啊，在这里跟他们对话，一直不断的出现叫做我知道。
In the communications, the Lord constantly said, I know.
因为神对这七间教会的状况了若指掌啊。
Because the Lord Jesus knows everything about these seven churches.
这被称为神手中的七星。
These were the seven stars in his right hand.
在神的手中。
They're in his hand.
所以他完全了解，完全掌握。
So he completely understands them, completely controls them.
因为有了解，所以讲的话才有用。
And because he understands them, his words are effective.
因为有关心，所以所说的话才会被重视。
And it is because he has concern for them that his words were respected.
所以我们今天早上有说啊。
So we talked about this morning.
如果你的孩子什么事情都不告诉你。
If your children aren't willing to tell you anything.
你觉得很烦躁啊，为什么他都不跟我说话。
And you're annoyed that they don't say anything to you.
或许是因为在过去他找你的时候，你都没有时间给他。
It's possible that in the past when they looked for you, you had no time for them.
小朋友小时候讲的话非常的无聊哦。
When children are young, the words they say are really boring.
真的啊，有时候啊，那个画的那个图啊，也不知道画什么，哇，很兴奋的给你看啊。
And they draw something that doesn't look like anything, and they're really happy to give it to you.
我还要猜半天啊。
And I have to guess for a long time.
跟我们家儿子说啊，你画的好好啊，这一只狗好可爱啊。
And I have to say to my son, this drawing is so wonderful. wonderful. This dog is so cute.
人家跟你说，我这个是皮卡丘啊。
And then my son says it's a Pikachu.
哦，所以啊，有时候小孩子他所懂的，他所能表达的非常有限。
And so what the children are able to express and understand is very limited.
啊，因此我们有时候大人会觉得他们讲的东西呀，没内容，无聊。
And so as adults, we feel like everything they say has no content and it's really boring.
我们觉得自己很忙。
And we feel so busy.
我们觉得有更重要的事情我们要做。
We feel like there's more important things for us to do.
啊，其实你更重要的事情是什么？
But what is the more important thing you have to do?
对，我们在座很多人啊。
For a lot of us.
啊，更重要的是就看韩剧嘛，就是这样子而已嘛。
The most important thing is for us to watch dramas.
哎呀，不要吵了，我要看得正精彩耶。
Stop bothering me. This is really exciting.
哇，他到底会不会死掉？会不会死掉啊？
Are they gonna die?
啊，那这有时候啊，你觉得这个东西很重要。
Oftentimes we think this is really important.
你觉得你的孩子讲的话非常浪费你的时间。
And we feel like what our children are telling us is a waste of time.
那你就不要觉得奇怪啊。
Then don't find it strange.
啊，为什么他以后什么事都不告诉你啊？
That they don't tell you anything in the future.
跟你讲干嘛？
Why would they tell you?
你又不在乎
you don't care.
你也不想听
you don't want to hear it.
那我告诉你做什么
then why would I tell you?、
哦、所以当小时候你不听
so when you don't listen when they're children
长大你就不用问了他不会告诉你的
when they grow older there's no point in asking them they're not going to tell you
已经习惯了跟你没什么好说的
it's already a habit they have nothing to say to you
他有自己的朋友有自己愿意去跟人家讲、自己愿意去讲的对象
they have their own friends and people who they can talk to already、
哦、所以如果你发现、啊、你的孩子跟谁都有话说就是跟你没话讲
and so if we realize that our children haveStuff to say to anyone but ourselves.
你没有什么好生气的。
Then there's nothing for us to be angry about.
因为这个状况是你自己造成的。
Because this is something that we caused.
哦，所以在这里呀，这里神说我知道你的境况。
And so God says here, I know.
你要能够知道。
We must know.
必须要花下很多的精神，付出很多的时间，非常的用心去了解。
And to really put in our effort to understand.
要不然你什么都不知道啊。
Otherwise, we won't know anything.
啊，有时候啊，我就有些父母亲会来跟我抱怨他们的孩子。
Sometimes parents will complain to me about their children.
啊，还讲说，哎呀，我们小时候哪有这样啊。
And they'll say, well, they weren't like this when they were little.
我们小时候最听话啦。
And when they were younger, we used to listen. They used to be the most obedient.
死无对证，谁知道啊？你小时候有听话，我去问你爸爸。谁知道你小时候到底有没有听话？
I have to ask your parents to know if you were actually obedient.
有时候啊，我们有的父母亲都忘记自己当年是什么样子啊。
Some parents don't really remember what they were like in the past.
啊，小叮当看过吧
？Have you guys ever watched Doraemon?
啊，不错哈、哦，这个一定有看过的、哦、啊你看哦，那个大熊的。大雄的成绩不是都很烂吗
Isn't the main character's grades really bad?
啊，他爸爸常骂他。
And his dad would always yell at him.
啊，于是啊，他就考零分回来，就考零分。
One time he came back with a score of zero.
啊，结果他爸爸就啊，爸爸一直骂，一直骂，一直骂，一直骂。
And his dad got really mad at him, was yelling at him.
说哇，爸爸小时候多聪明啊。
I was so smart when I was younger.
每次都考一百啊。
And the dad would say, we would always get 100.
怎么会生出你这个孩子啊
？How could I give birth to a child like yourself?
啊，结果大雄就骂得很惨啊，就哭着回房间啊。
And the main character went back to his room and was crying.
啊、结果小叮当就说来来来我们那个坐时光机回去看一下、啊、
And then Doraemon said Let's go back in time and see、
啊、结果、啊、就坐时光机、啊、跑回去、啊、看到爸爸小时候、啊、
And they went back in time and saw the dad
走到学校、啊、
And they walked to the school
一看到那个教室门口有个在罚站的一看爸爸
And they saw a little boy standing in front of the school as a punishment and they noticed it was his dad.
为什么爸爸要罚站?
Why was the dad standing in front of the school as punishment?
又考零分啊。
Because he scored a zero.
啊只是啊爸爸长大都忘记了啊。
But the dad forgot when he grew up.
其实啊我们常常忘记自己原本是什么样子。
We often forget what we were like in the past.
哦所以啊我们都觉得说啊小孩子你小孩子方式我什么不懂的。
Sorry.
我们会觉得说小孩啊有什么事情我是不懂的、啊、
We might think that how could I not understand my children、
啊、所以我们在责备他们或管教他们的时候 常常没有真正去认识他的环境
And so when we're rebuking them or teaching them we might not really truly understand their environment、
啊、所以、啊、有些爸爸妈妈说我小时候都不像我的孩子我都很乖的
Some parents might say I was never like my child when I was young I was always very obedient
他们现在啊整天打电动气死我了很想把电视从二楼丢出去啊
All day all they do is play video games I want to throw the TV out the window
我小时候都没有这样
I never played video games
啊多废话啊
It's a waste of your words
你小时候又没有电视
You had no TV when you were younger
你小时候又没有电动玩具
Had no video games when you were younger
你小时候什么都没有你还去种田
You didn't have anything when you were younger. You just had to plant in the fields.
哇，你要是不去啊，那个棍子拿出来打得你吃哇乱叫。
If you didn't go into the fields, then your parents would smack you.
你当然小时候没有这么疯电动啊，你什么都没有嘛。
Of course, you didn't play video games, so you didn't have anything.
我在想说啊，今天如果把我们放在我们孩子的位置啊
，I think if we were to put ourselves in our children's shoes today,
你搞不好比他坏多啦。
We might be worse than our children.
比他调皮，比他坏，比他爱玩电动，比他疯。
More disobedient, more crazy, and more video game loving.
只是我们已经不在那个年纪。
But we're not at that age anymore.
所以要骂别人都是比较简单的。
So it's a lot easier to rebuke someone else.
我并不是说我们就要放任孩子做他们要做的事情。
I'm not saying to let our kids do whatever they want.
但是在你责备他、严严的骂他以前，你要先自己想一想。
But before we rebuke them, we need to think to ourselves.
你真的了解他吗
？Have we truly understood them？
所以有时候我会跟一些家长讲啊。
So sometimes I say to some parents.
我说哇，你们所面对的环境跟你孩子所面对的是不一样的。
The environment that you face and the environment your children are facing are completely different.
尤其是后来才来的移民啊。
Especially the immigrants.
说啊，你父母亲你就是什么？就是工作赚钱啊。
Because as parents, you go to work and make money.
你的孩子需要面对文化的冲击、语言的不同、社会环境的改变。
The children have to face changes in their environment, the culture, or language.
他到学校受的压力很大，他在学校什么都听不懂，他也很痛苦啊。
And they have to go to school, they have a lot of pressure, and they might not understand anything.
所以要多一份的理解。
So we need to take an extra step to understand.
但是你要多一份的理解。
In order to take an extra step to understand,
你是需要花时间去了解他们啊。
It takes time.
我还记得当我小的时候啊。
When I was younger.
我小时候也不是很乖啦啊。
I wasn't that obedient.
所以如果你的小孩也不乖啊。
So if your children are not obedient.
千万不要放弃，千万不要绝望啊。
Don't lose hope.
你看那个不乖的长大还会变传道啊。
Because the disobedient can still grow up and become a pastor.
所以如果我成功长大，你的孩子应该也没有问题啊。
If I was able to successfully grow up, your children have no problem.
但是啊，我印象很深啊。
I remember this very clearly.
我母亲非常的努力要了解我的生活。
My mom took a lot of time to understand my life.
所以很多我的朋友我妈妈都认识啊。
So my mom knew all my friends.
她从来不会讲说啊那个成绩不好你不要理他，从来不会做这种事情。
She would never say, oh, that kid's grades are bad, don't be friends with him.
她会去观察我的朋友。
She would observe my friends.
而且表示她的欢迎。
And she would express her welcome.
所以啊我有些朋友啊都常常到我家来，到现在经过了二十多年、三十年了。我们还有在联络啊，我妈妈也都认识啊。
So my friends would always come to my house, and after 20, 30 years, I still talk to them, and my parents still know them.
我们那个时候啊，孩子啊，能够打电动玩具啊，是件很快乐的事情啊。
At that time, it was a fun thing for us to play video games.
我妈妈都跟我一起玩呢。
My mom would play video games with me.
我妈妈也会啊。
My mom would.
技术不是很好就对了啊。
She wasn't really good at it.
哇，一起玩马里欧啊，马里欧赛车啊，我玩什么她就玩什么啊。
She'd play Mario Kart with me. She'd play whatever I played.
我妈妈说啊，这没有关系啊，只要是有节制就可以啦。
She said it's okay to play as long as you have self-control.
她也会跟我出去打篮球啊。
She'd play basketball with me.
所以我妈妈很努力的进入我的生命。
My mom spent a lot of effort to be in my life.
我现在已经42岁了。
I'm 42 years old now.
我告诉你，今天我有什么事情，我通通都告诉我妈妈。
I tell everything to my mom still today.
到今天，有时候我常跟我妈，如果去找她的话，我们会聊天聊到凌晨两三点啊。
Whenever I see my mom, we might talk until 2 a.m.
因为我相信她。
Because I believe her, I trust her.
因为她了解我。
Because she understands
me. 但是这需要花很多的时间跟付出很大的努力啊。
This requires a lot of time and efforts.
所以当你要说我知道。
So when we want to say I know.
你要摸摸自己的良心啊。
We need to go into our conscience.
你真的知道吗？
And think to ourselves, do we really know?
我们继续往下看。
Let's continue.
我们翻回来启示录的第二章。
Turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
这里说第二节。
Verse 2.
这里说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。我们再看第四节。
Verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。在这里呢，接下来我们看到神对以弗所教会所说的话。
We see the words the Lord Jesus said to the church in Ephesus.
两件事情。
Two things.
第一个叫做称赞。
First was praise.
第二个叫做责备。
Second was rebuke.
我们看到说啊，在神跟以弗所教会的互动当中。
In the communication between the Lord and the church of Ephesus.
好的，要给他鼓励。
He had to give them encouragement.
有问题的要给他责备。
Sorry, he had to encourage what they did well, and he had to rebuke what they did wrong.
啊，但是我们今天啊，常常有很多父母常常走极端哦。
But a lot of parents go to the extreme.
啊，走出怎么样的极端呢
？What kind of extreme?
啊，一种极端就是。只讲正面不断的鼓励啊。
First extreme is to only speak about the good and continually encourage
only. 尤其是比较偏向西方文化西方教育模式的。
Especially those who follow sort of the Western style of teaching.
我们总觉得说啊就是要不断的鼓励不断的称赞给他建立自信心。
We feel like we need to praise them and build their confidence.
啊但是啊有时候啊正面鼓励过头了，就养出一个自高自大的孩子来啊。
However, if we over encourage them, they might become a proud person.
因为他从来不觉得自己有问题。
Because they never feel like they have problems.
啊，千错万错，从来不是我的错。
Everything is wrong, but it's never my fault.
啊，有的孩子就是这样。
Some children are like this.
啊，从小到大只能够接受正面的称赞、正面的鼓励跟正面的啊，跟正面的赞美。
They're only able to accept positive thoughts, positive encouragement, and positive praise.
啊，有的父母亲就觉得说啊，啊，这个孩子就是要给他鼓励，给他鼓励，不断的鼓励啊。
And some parents think that all I have to do is just encourage my children only.
啊，所以啊，有一次啊，有个教会的老师告诉我。
And so there was an RE teacher who once told me.
啊，这个教会老师在国外生啊，在美国生的，在美国长大的。
They were born in the U.S. and grew up in the U.S.
他说啊，你都不能讲孩子不好哦。
She said that you can't say that the children have done something wrong.
你都要跟他讲他很好。
You always have to tell them that they are good.
即使他很调皮，他很捣蛋，他做了很多糟糕的事情。
Even if they're bad and they've done really terrible things,
你还是要跟他说你好好哦，你可以再更好一点。
You have to tell them you're very good, but you can be better.
啊，真的是这样吗
？Is that true?
圣经你从来不是这样教的。
The Bible never says this.
哦，所以啊。所以有时候我们在教导上会走极端。
Sometimes when we're teaching, we go to the extreme.
啊，过分的赞赏，以致孩子失去了。看不清楚自己是谁。
We overpraise the children so that they don't understand who they really are.
啊，但是有时候我们又走另外一个极端。
But then there's also the other extreme.
啊，这就比较偏向亚洲的文化啦。
This is more of a sort of Eastern style parenting.
就是用责备的方式来刺激他，希望他更好啊。
Which is to rebuke the children so that they become better.
你看那个亚洲的学生啊，那考试完以后哦。
If you look at in Asian countries after they take a test.
哦，考回家很高兴啊，跟妈妈讲啊，跟爸爸讲啊，你看我考九十九分。
And they bring back their test home and say to their parents, "I got 99%."
哇，没有赞美啊！那个爸爸、啊、棍子拿出来说，为什么差一分？
They don't get any praise. Their parents will take out a stick and say, "Why do you are missing that 1%?"
还有一分跑去哪里了
？Where did that 1% go?
哦，所以有时候啊，有的家庭就走向另外一个极端。
And so some families go to the other extreme.
啊，就是用负面的、用批评的，甚至用羞辱的方式，希望刺激孩子。
To use criticism and even maybe shame to make their children be better.
哎呀，你看啊，那个隔壁的小孩这么好，这么乖，成绩这么好，你怎么这样子啊
？Look at our neighbor's kid. They're so good and their grades are so good. How come you're not like them?
啊，所以啊，我们成长的过程当中啊，常常都会出现一个隔壁家的小孩啊。
And so for most of us, there has been a neighbor's kid.
要不然你去养他嘛，你养我干什么
？Why don't you take care of the
neighbor's kid? 小孩子很生气啊。
And the children might become really angry. Just take care of the neighbor's kid. Why you take care of me?
啊，但是啊，小孩觉得说父母不爱他。
And the children might feel like the parents don't love them.
但是父母觉得说我只是啊要给你刺激你就会更努力更好。
But the parents feel like I'm just sort of trying to give you a little bit of pressure so that you can become better.
啊什么事情都是过犹不及啊就是超过了就是坏事啊。
It's overly, anything that is in excess can be negative.
哦你看哦那个你看那个医院哦医院要急救的时候哦
When a hospital is saving someone,
resuscitating
someone.
你看那个拿那个电极啊啪啪啪啪拿那个电极啊、哦、
They'll take the paddles.
啊那个这样砰砰啊有时候心跳就回来了不是吗
And then they'll try to resuscitate the person and their heartbeat will come back.
你试着不要把它拿起来。
Sorry?
试着放着不要拿起来啊。
Oh, try to keep the paddles on the person.
哦砰砰砰砰砰砰砰。
And it'll keep, continue to shock them.
结果是怎么样?
And what will happen?
结果人家就问你啊,你要几分熟啊?
They'll ask you how cooked do you want them to be?
哦,所以啊,任何的事情都是这样。
And so anything is like this.
需要拥有智慧，知道怎么样在两造当中做一个最好的平衡。
We need to know, have the wisdom to take from the two extremes and be moderate.
使得不管是责备或是赞赏，都能够给孩子带来最好的帮助。
So whether it's in praise or criticism, we can bring the best for our children.
所以在这里我们看到啊，在这里神对以弗所教会在说话。
When the Lord spoke to the church of Ephesus,
他告诉以弗所教会说，你的行为、劳碌、忍耐，我都知道啊。
I know your works, your labor, your patience.
真的，今天做父母的不要吝于赞美啊。
And so as parents, we should not overpraise our children.
不要吝啬，不要都不赞美哈。
So as parents, we should praise our children.
因为人都需要被肯定。
We can't completely withhold the praise because everyone needs to feel like they have done well.
你自己难道不需要被肯定吗？
Do you not need to feel like you've done well sometimes?
那你那么上班那么努力，希望老板说你好，那为什么呢？
Then why else would you work so hard at work?
为什么你在家里希望你的先生给你赞美说你这个家里管得很好呢？
Don't you want your husband to say that you've taken care of the house well?
难道你不希望你的孩子说，妈妈，你煮饭好好吃哦？
We want our children to tell us that, Mom, you've cooked so well, it's so good.
最近这一段时间啊，我们家里都是我在煮饭啊。
At home recently, I'm the one who's doing all the cooking.
因为我前一阵子我太太身体不舒服。
Because my wife was not feeling well for a good time.
所以啊，我就决定啊，哎，为了要爱太太，我们开始煮饭。
So to love my wife, I said I was going to cook.
煮饭还不简单。
It's not easy to cook.
只要有 Google 就可以了嘛。
Oh, isn't it easy to cook? I just have Google, then I can cook.
所以啊，我就每次啊，在煮饭就拿这个 Google， 拿这个 iPad 在那里看，再加一勺。的盐，再加一勺的酱油，就这样煮吧，就反正就煮饭嘛。
And I would always have my iPad, and one teaspoon of sugar, one teaspoon of soy sauce.
所以啊，我就这样子煮了一个礼拜。
And I cook like this for a week.
然后我跟我太太说。
And I said to my wife.
我说啊，亲爱的，你好一点了吗
？And I said, honey, do you feel better?
她跟我说，我决定再病一个月。
She said, yes, I want to be sick for another month.
所以啊，后来都是我在煮饭啊。
And then I cooked.Afterwards.
我是没有关系啊，我其实也不太在意啊。
I don't really care. I can cook.
而且我发现啊，其实我蛮喜欢煮饭的。
And I realize I actually like to cook.
而且我觉得我煮的还不错。
And I feel like I cook pretty well.
但是啊，其实最快乐的是什么
？But what is the happiest part of it?
最快乐的就是啊，我们家小孩啊，都会跑来啊，看我要煮什么啊。
The best part is when my children run over to look at what I'm going to cook.
每次吃饭我都会一直问啊，好不好吃啊，好不好吃啊，好不好吃啊。
And every time we're eating, I always ask them, oh, is it good?
我们家儿子就
And then all of them say, yeah, it's really good.
开心啊。
And I feel really happy.
我需要被肯定啊。
I need to be praised.
你也需要被肯定啊。
We all need to be praised.
但是为什么你都不肯定你的孩子呢？
But why don't we praise our children?
为什么永远都是用负面的方式来伤害他的感觉？
Why do we have to use a negative aspect and always hurt their feelings?
所以啊，后来有一阵子我不在家。
So there was a period of time I wasn't home.
又回来了。
And I came home.
你知道我最开心的一句话是什么？
Do you know what was the thing that made me the happiest?
我们家儿子跟我说啊。
My son said.
爸爸爸爸你回来了。
Said, Dad, you're home.
你可以开始煮饭吗？你煮的比妈妈好多了。
Can you cook now? You cook way better than mom does.
开心啊。
It made me really happy.
我又开始掌勺啦。我又开始掌勺。
And I started cooking again.
后来我才发现啊。
And then I realized.
那句话好像是我太太教他的。
I think my wife taught him to say that.
没有关系啊，我没有关系嘛，就是开心就好嘛。
It's okay, it makes me happy.
这是这么小的事情。
It's just a small thing.
但是啊，被人肯定是很开心的事情啊。
We get really happy when we're praised.
难道你不这样觉得吗？
Don't you feel this way?
所以啊，当我们在养育儿女的时候，
So when we're raising our children,
他是需要你给他鼓励的。
They need to be encouraged.
他是需要得到你的赞美。
They need to be praised.
他如果做得好，你要给他认同。
If they do well, we need to tell them they've done well.
因为你可以让他，因为这样来得更好。
And because of this, they will become better.
曾经读过在那个一本书上啊，读到一个故事啊。
I once read a story.
他说啊，有一个小朋友。
There was a child.
这个每一科的成绩都很糟，很糟，糟透啦。
They had who had really, really bad grades.
但是啊，就是有一科非常好。
But there was one time he had good grades.
不是，就是有一个 subject.
Oh, there was a subject that he was good at.
就是数学非常非常非常的好啊。
He was really good at math.
那奇怪啊，每一科都当掉啊，每一科通通都当掉了。
He would fail every subject.
就只有数学啊，永远都是全校数一数二啊。
But in the subject of math, he was always the top of his class.
就学校就觉得很奇怪啊。
And so his school found it really strange.
就去调查。
And they went to go check it out.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为所有的老师都只会骂他读得很差。
Because all the teachers would rebuke him for being bad at his school.
只有数学老师跟他说：“你有进步诶。” 上次考五分，现在考八分。
Only his math teacher would constantly encourage him. You've gotten better. You got 5%. Now you got 8%.
原本他的数学也是很差的，所有的科目都很差。
Because previously he was actually bad at all the subjects.
啊，但是啊，因为他有一个老师。
But because he had one teacher.
啊，虽然他的成绩不好，但是老师说你比上次好哦，你可以再加油哦，我相信你可以做得到的。
Even though he was still doing bad at school, his teacher would say, "I think you could do better. I believe in you."
所以他的数学成绩就不断的在进步。
And so his math grades got better and better.
啊，甚至啊，到最后啊。数学是全校数一数二啊。
And in the end, he was top of his class in math.
为什么？
Why?
因为被接纳。
Because he was accepted.
因为被肯定。
Because he was praised.
所以你有这个需要。
So we all have this need.
你的孩子也有这样子的需要。
And our children have this need as well.
所以在这里啊，神对以弗所教会说。
And so the Lord says to the church of Ephesus.
说你的行为忍耐劳碌我都知道。
I know your works, your labor, your patience.
而且你不忍耐你不包容恶人。
And that you cannot bear those who are evil.
我都知道啦。
I know all of this.
哦，这是正面的认知啊。
This is a positive recognition.
啊，但是啊，神并没有只有给他正面的鼓励而已啊。
But the Lord did not only encourage them with positive.
没有说啊，你好棒，你好棒，你好棒，你永远都好棒，没有啊。
He didn't say, oh, you're great, and you're always great.
有问题你要教导他。
If there is a problem, we must teach them.
啊，但是你看哦，是先给鼓励。
But we see that the Lord first gave encouragement.
建立起他的自信。
To give them self-confidence.
然后再告诉他可以调整的地方。
And then tell them what they need to improve.
啊，使他知道怎么样改正。
So that they know how they can be better.
哦，所以啊，后来神就对以弗所教会说。
And so the Lord later said to the church of Ephesus.
他说，但是有一件事我要责备你。
Nevertheless, I have this against you.
有错就要告诉你的孩子。
If there's something they're doing wrong, then we have to tell our children.
啊，你要让他更好。
We need to get them to become
improved. 他必须要知道自己的问题在哪里。
In order for them to improve, they need to know what their problems
are. 啊，今天很多父母亲啊，听不得别人讲他的孩子哦。
A lot of parents can't bear to hear others speaking poorly of their children.
啊，我曾经在我当啊很多年前我还是宗教教育的老师的时候。
And a long time ago when I was still an RE teacher.
啊，有一次啊，我们的有一个孩子，有一个那个初高J2 的学生啊 J2 的学生。
We had a J2 student.
我们观察，老师在观察这个孩子的状况有点怪啊，刚刚从 J1 到 J2, 刚从初中到高中哦。
We noticed that when he went from J1 to J2, his situation started to get a little strange.
我们突然发觉说他讲话的方式有点怪。
We started to see that his speech was a little weird.
他所用的词都很粗，就是很越来越不好听啊。
The words that he said were more and more rude.
哦，所以啊，我们觉得说他可能在外面交了一些不是很好的朋友。
And then we thought that he probably made some bad friends.
啊，所以啊，我们就商量之后决定要跟他的父母说。
And when we discussed it amongst ourselves, we decided to tell his parents.
啊，跟他的妈妈讲啊。
We told his mom.
啊，希望说他妈妈可以注意一下。
To have his mom pay a little bit more attention.
啊，所以啊，两个宗教教育的老师就去私下找他妈妈。
And so two RE teachers privately went to go find the mother.
啊，结果没有想到他妈妈非常非常的生气啊。
And they didn't realize that the mom would get so angry.
啊，不是对他的小孩生气哦。
They weren't mad at the children.
是对我们老师生气啊。
She was mad at the teachers.
他说哇，你们懂什么？
What do you know?
你有小孩吗？
Do you have kids?
哎，我们那时候都还没有结婚啊。
Because none of us were married at the time.
你懂什么？你知道什么？关于教孩子，你知道什么？
What do you know about raising children?
我的孩子我了解啊。
I know my child.
没有问题啊。
He has no problems.
哇，这样噼里啪啦把我们臭骂了一顿啊。
And she yelled at us for a while.
然后叫我们啊，不要管，跟你们没有关系，不是你们的事。
And then she said, "Don't worry about him. It's not your problem."
啊，不是我们的事就不是我们的事啦。
And if it's not our problem, it's not our problem.
你又没有付我们钱。
You don't pay us.
我们又没有欠你什么。
And I don't owe you anything.
大家都只是因为爱主的缘故，希望教会的孩子更好啊。
We do this because of our love for God, and we want our children to be better.
哇，印象很深啊，第一次被人家骂得这么惨啊。
I remember this very clearly because it was the first time I was yelled at so severely.
啊，所以我们就没有办法啦。
And so there was nothing for us to do.
等到事情爆发，已经来不及了。
And until things got very serious, it was too late.
啊，孩子居然跟别的那些外面乱七八糟的朋友跑掉了，不见了。
The child actually ran away from home with these friends.
然后甚至就跑到外州，跑到别州去了。
And he ran to a different state.
也没有读书了，就是就没有再上学了。
And he dropped out of school.
啊，结果哇，妈妈很着急啊。
And the mom was very worried.
啊，结果跑来骂教会。
And she came to yell at the church.
说哇，你们这些宗教教育的老师是怎么带的？
And she said, "You RE teachers, how could you make my child like this?"
啊，因为那个时候啊，年轻气盛哦。
And at the time I was younger.
年纪轻代表脾气比较不好啊。
And so I had more of a temper.
灵修也比较不好啊。
And I wasn't as cultivated spiritually.
所以我就骂回去了。
And I yelled back at her.
不能告诉你我骂了什么。
I'm not going to tell you what I yelled at her.
但是我又很不客气地告诉她。
But I very rudely said to her.
孩子是你的。
This is your child.
责任在你身上。
It's your responsibility.
你自己叫我们不要管了，跟我们没有关系啊。
You told me we had nothing. They had nothing to do with us.
你告诉我们说，我们不能管你的孩子啊。
You told us not to to discipline your child.
我说你还记得吗
？Do you remember this？
啊，结果啊，妈妈很生气，但是转身就走了。
The mom was really angry, but she turned around and left.
啊，所以有时候我们啊，有一些这种。可以叫他怪物家长吗 ？Monster parents 哦，真的是怪物家长啊。
So we have some monster parents.
哦，就是啊，哦，我的孩子哦，我爱他，所以我要保护他。
They who say I love my child, so I must protect them.
哦，所以啊，不能管，不能讲，不能骂。
So you can't discipline them. You can't say anything wrong about bad about them.
那你最后你就要自己去承担他的苦果啊。
But in the end, you must take care of the responsibility.
圣经怎么说啊
？What does the Bible say？
我们看真言啊，这算启示录的第三章啊。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录的第三章。
Revelation 3.
第三章的第十九节
3:19
三章十九节
3:19、
这里说凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他、在这里是神对老底家教会所说的、
These are the words of the Lord to the church of Laodicea
也是今天对我们所有的人的一个教导
It is also a teaching for all of us
他说你如果爱他你就要教导他
If you love someone we must rebuke them
你需要管他
them,
你管他你才是爱他
Because only if we do so do we show that we love them
所以过分的保护只是对孩子的一种伤害
So being overprotective will harm the child in the future
千万不要以为说、你保护他然后你千万不要以为说你保护他你就表现说你非常爱他
Let us not think that just because we're so protective of our children that means that we love them
你可能是在毁了他的未来
In fact you might be ruining their future
所以啊在这里啊神对七间教会说
And so the Lord tells the seven churches
告诉他们他们的优点
He tells them of their strengths
给予肯定
And he praises their strengths
指出他们生命当中的问题
He points out their weaknesses
给予责备
And he rebukes them for them
这就是神所留下给我们的榜样
And this is the example the Lord has set for us
但是啊如果我们看回来启示录的第二章
And if we turn back to Revelation chapter 2
我们看启示录的第二章
Revelation chapter 2
第二章的第五节
Verse 5
第五节说所以你要想起你是从哪里坠落的并要悔改行起初的事啊我们再看第我们再看第十节
Look at verse 10
他说、你所受的苦你不要怕魔鬼要试炼你们你们要受患难十日你要至死忠心、再看第十六节
Verse 16
十六节说所以你当悔改、我们再看不用再看了其实它的原则都是一样的、
Same concept for all of them
什么原则
And what is this concept
你给他鼓励给他责备之后
After you encourage them and then rebuke them.
他说你一定要给他一条路啊。
We need to give them a path.
在这里啊神有告诉他们说你们的问题在这里。
The Lord told them this is your problem.
接下来告诉他们说你要怎么调整自己。
And then he told them this is what you have to do to solve it.
他不是啊骂完骂得很开心啊噼里啪啦骂了一大堆啊骂完人就走啦。
He didn't rebuke them really happily and then just walk away.
这也是我们今天在教养上面的一个危机。
And this is a crisis in parenting today.
虽然说起来是在教育儿女
Even though it sounds like we're teaching our children
有时候只是在 venting your emotion 只是在释放你的情绪而已、
A lot of times we're just venting
可能你在工作上面、受了一点委屈
Maybe we were rebuked at work
或者是、你就是今天、情绪不好下床气
Or maybe we're emotional today
所以、你今天、就是 not in the good mood、今天就是心情不好、
And so we're not in a good mood
好、今天孩子 有问题了
And so our children have an issue
刚好被你抓到了
And then you found it.
哇，噼里啪啦的，臭骂了一顿啊。
And then you rebuke them.
结果骂完以后啊，你心情好了，你骂完了嘛，你已经 venting 嘛，就是你已经把你的那个情绪都发泄完了。
And after you rebuke them, you've already vented.
然后最后就留下一句说，下次不要这样啊，再这样打死你啊。
And then you tell them, you can't do this in the future. If you do, I'm gonna beat you.
然后你就开开心心就走了。
And then you walk away.
这不叫教育哦。
This is not teaching.
这个叫做发泄。
This is being angry.
你千万不要以为你责骂孩子，你就是在教育他哦。
Let us not think that as just because we're rebuking our children means that we're teaching them.
有时候孩子只是你情绪的受害者而已啊。
Sometimes our children are just the victim of our anger.
因为他没有办法反抗。
Because they can't fight back.
但是你等着。
But once we can wait.
如果你对他的方式都是这种情绪式的发泄。
If we use this method all the time.
等到他有一天他不需要买你的账啦。
When they no longer have to be under you.
长大啦。
When they've grown up.
离开家啦。
And they've left home.
自己工作啦。
And they work.
我告诉你啊，你所谓的责备就是他童年的噩梦啊。
Your rebuke will be their nightmare.
因为你只是凭着自己的喜好在发泄自己的情绪。
Because we have only used our emotions to vent to them.
但是你看哦，神在责备他们不是这样哦。
But when the Lord rebukes the churches, he doesn't do so.
指出他们的错误。
He points out their weaknesses.
但是接下来要给他们一条出路啊。
But then he gives them a direction to get out of it.
告诉他们说你这样做不行。
He tells them you can't do this.
但是我告诉你。
But I'm going to tell you.
你要走这一条路。
You need to walk in this direction.
你要悔改。
You need to repent.
你要重新捡起起初的信心。起初的爱心。
You need to find your first love.
你可以的，原本你是有这样的爱心的哦。
You can do it because you had this love in the past.
你过去做得到，你今天就做得到哦。
Because you were able to do it in the past, you can do it now.
这个叫做出路啊。
This is
a way out.
This is a way out.
他说啊，如果你是真正用心的在指出孩子的问题。
And so if we are truly trying to find the problems of our children,
你就会用心的去思考怎么样帮助他解决这样子的问题啊。
Then we will put in our effort to find a solution for them.
好啊，你的小孩成绩不好啊。
So their grades are bad.
你小孩的成绩不好，你非常生气。
And you're mad that their grades are bad.
有时候我都觉得说你生气什么啊。
Sometimes I feel like, why are we so angry about this?
其实你小时候成绩也很不好啊。
Weren't your grades bad before too?
你生气什么啊？
Why are we so angry about it?
谁叫他继承了你的 IQ, 你的基因，你基因不好吗？
I mean, they inherited your IQ.
所以我常跟我太太说啊。
So I often say to my wife.
说啊，对我们的孩子啊，要求不用太高啊。
That we don't have to have high expectations for our kids.
你看啊，你也不是很优秀，我也没有很厉害。
I mean, we're both not that great.
所以啊，继承我们两个基因啊，感谢主啦，孩子在主里平安快乐长大就可以啦。
So with the combination of our genes, as long as our children are able to grow up in church happily, I'll be fine.
对啊，你看你又不爱读书啊，你又不会读，我太太啊，我刚才讲说你不会读书嘛，我不爱读书嘛。
And I say to my wife, well, you didn't really study much, and I hate studying.
所以啊，那个继承我们的基因啊，真的啦，对孩子哦，感谢主啦，在主里健康快乐长大。就是美事。
So the only expectation we should have of our child is to be healthy, grow up in the church, and this will be beautiful.
所以我从来不觉得说我的孩子要读得多好啊。
And so I never felt like my kids have to study this much.
读得差不多，尽到本分就可以啦。
If they do okay and they try their best, it's good enough.
我也不觉得我孩子一定要多么的优秀啊。
And I don't feel like my children have to be super spectacular.
人生那么优秀干什么啊？快乐，能够活得快乐就好啊。
What's the point of being so spectacular as long as you're happy?
对不起啊，这是我个人啊，我们这种比较对孩子比较没有 很大的要求的、啊、
This is just my own personal opinion.
所以啊，你说啊，你对你的孩子要求那么多。
And so if we have so many expectations of our children.
但是啊，你的孩子他能够做到的就是这样子而已啊。
But your children are only able to do so to a certain extent.
好，你说他的成绩不好。
Let's say their grades are bad.
你把他骂了一顿。
And you've yelled at them.
考试考得不好，你骂他。
And their grades are bad, and you yell at them.
然后呢？
Then what?
然后你做了什么？
And then what do we do?
没有啊，你骂完之后转身就离开啦。
After we yell at them, then we turn around and walk away.
孩子只是在那里哭而已啊。
And the children will be there and they'll be crying.
没有解决的方法。
There is no solution.
你没有给他一条出路。
You haven't given them a way out.
这种的责骂是没有意义的。
This rebuke is pointless.
所以啊，你说，哎，孩子的功课不好啊。
So let's say that our children's grades are bad.
你要找出到底问题的关键在哪里。
We need to figure out why.
是你听不懂吗？
Is it that you don't understand?
是你不认真吗？
Is it that you're not studying hard enough?
是你的专注力有问题吗？
Is it that you have problems with your attention span?
告诉大家一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
说啊，像我姐姐的小孩。
Like my older sister's children.
我姐姐的小孩啊，那个从小就有一个比较奇怪的事情啊。
For my niece and nephew, there was always something when they were young.
我的侄子哈，就是我姐的儿子哈。
So my nephew.
就是啊，你常常在跟他说话，他都不理人的。
will ignore you when you talk to him.
很奇怪啊，就是你跟他说话不理你啊，不理你。
It's really strange because whatever you say to him, he'll ignore.
好啊，我们有时候就大人就觉得说，哎，这个小孩孩子怎么这个样子
？And then we thought, what's wrong with this kid?
后来到了一定的年纪之后啊
，And when he came to a certain age,
啊，有一次他们去医生那边做检查，医生觉得怪怪的。
When they went brought him to the doctor felt like something was wrong.
后来才发现说他一只耳朵的听力有问题。
And then they realized that one of his ears could not hear very well.
你跟他讲话，他是听得到的。
He can hear you.
但是他刚好有一个波段呢，就是有一个 pitch 啊，有一个音频是听不到的，就一个音频是听不到的。
But there is a pitch or frequency he can't hear.
哦，所以啊，如果你不知道
，So if he didn't know it，
你只会觉得说啊，这孩子怎么这样
？We would just feel like there's something wrong with this kid.
哦，所以啊，当你知道了
，But once you know，
你就要给他提供一个解决的方法。
Then we need to find a solution for him.
哦，所以啊，不要只是诉诸到个人的愤怒跟情绪上面啊。
So let us not only think about our own emotions.
你要找出他问题的关键是什么
？We need to find out what the root of the problem is.
如果你没有发现，如果他们没有发现说，哎，原来他儿子的耳朵音频有一个地方听不到。
If they hadn't realized that my nephew had a frequency or pitch that he couldn't hear,
啊，只是不断的骂他，说他没礼貌啊，说他怎么样啊，你责骂他，责骂他有什么用
？And constantly yelled at him for being rude, then what would be the point of that?
哦，所以要找到问题的关键
，We need to find the root of the problem.
你才能够帮助解决方法
，Then we can find a solution.
哦，所以你看呐、啊，神对以弗所教会所说的、啊、
，And so the Lord says to the church of Ephesus,
我知道你的问题在哪里哦
，I know what your problem is.
你现在应该要怎么做、哦、
？And this is what you have to do.
你这样子做的话，你就会得到奖赏哦。
And when you do this, you will be rewarded.
这叫做正确的教养观念。
This is the right concept of parenting.
有的父母亲啊，就是骂骂骂，念念念啊，好像就只有这样子而已啊。
Well, some parents just yell at their children all the time.
啊，其实啊，他们有一个研究报告指出啊。
And there's a study.
他说啊，那个很会碎碎念哦 ，nagging 哈、哦，很会碎碎念念念念念念个不停的那种妈妈哦。
The parents who nag all the time.
他说啊，你的孩子在长大的过程当中会自动 filter。他听不到你在讲什么，自动 filter 哦。
The children of these parents will filter out the words.
为什么？因为他知道啊，反正你就是碎碎念嘛，念一些没有意义的事情啊。
Because they already know that you're just going to be nagging all the time.
啊，结果啊，他不听你的，你就更生气，要继续拼命念。
And then they don't listen to you, and then you get angrier, and then you nag even more.
啊，最后就是一个负面循环啦、啊。
And it becomes a cycle.
啊，就是啊，你越爱念，他越不听你。
The more you nag, the less they'll listen.
啊，所以啊，碎碎念从来不是解决问题的方法。
So nagging has never been a solution to the problem.
找到问题的关键
find the root of the problem,
然后提供解决的方案
and then find the solution.、
啊、就能够帮助孩子不断的成长
and then we can help our children to grow.、
啊、所以我们今天就用这一段来做我们彼此的学习
Today we use this passage as a mutual encouragement.、
啊、当然、啊、在这个七教会的模式当中、啊、
And so in the model of these seven churches,、
啊、这个神还有一些给他们的教导、啊、
The Lord gave them other teachings.、
啊、这个也是我们、啊、可以回去自己再看的、啊、
And we can study it ourselves when we go home.、
啊、但是给大家做一个提醒啊
But I want to remind everyone,
你到七教会最后面那一句话
If you go to the seventh church and the last phrase,
七教会里面的最后一句话都是一样的、啊
So for these seven churches, the last phrase is always the same.
就是有耳可听就应当听啊
He who has an ear, let him hear.
什么意思啊
What does that mean?
就是不断不、就是不灰心的提醒啊
Which is a reminder to not be discouraged.
就是这是父母的心肠啊。
And this is the heart of a parent.
哦，就是从不灰心。
To never be discouraged.
绝不放弃。
And never give up.
哦，就像在这里神对这些教会所说的、啊。
Just like how the Lord says to these churches.
你有些不好啊，你有问题啊，甚至还有一间书啊，神跟他讲说，你就是死掉了嘛。
God tells them, oh, you have these problems. He even tells one of the church, you're dead.
他说，按名字你是活的，实际上你是死的、啊。
Even though in name you are alive, but you are actually dead.
你说非常糟糕啊。
It's really bad.
但是啊，到最后还是跟他们说啊。
But in the end, he still tells them.
你要听啊，你要听啊。
You have to listen.
那为什么？因为父母心肠。
Because of this is the heart of a parent.
就是虽然可能孩子的状况很糟。
Maybe the situation of our child is very bad.
但是父母从来没有放弃为他们祷告。
But a parent will never give up praying for them.
等待有一天。
And wait for the day.
圣灵感动。
That the Holy Spirit moves them.
神给机会。
And God gives them an opportunity.
让他们听见。
So that they can listen.
听见就回来了。
And when they listen, they will return.
啊，所以这是给我们今天啊作为一个学习跟啊一个榜样。
This is our encouragement and example.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
218首。
218。
我们唱第一节、第二节跟最后一节。
Let's sing first, second, and third verse. Last verse, first, second, and last verse.
最后一节，我们来一起祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。